Okay, let's start our discussion of Malachim Beis, Perek Yud Beis, Haftorah for Parsha Shkalim, and we have the story of Yoash, or Yehoash, here in Malachim Beis. He was the little boy that was saved by his parents, by Yehosheva, and not by his parents, but by the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Gadol's wife, Yehosheva and Yehoyada, who they were really responsible for saving the little spark of Malchus Beis David, not massacred by Ataliah, the previous queen, and he was presented as the king after 6 years hiding out in the Kodesh Kadashim or on the roof of the Kodesh Kadashim, and now after Ataliah has been killed, he is the king. And the Navi tells us that he was 7 years old when he became the king, and Bishna Sheva Liel Malach Yehoash, he was king for 40 years, and he generally followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was Yashar in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Navi tells us, but he did not get rid of the Bamos, as so many of the kings, though they followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they did not get rid of the Bamos, as we'll talk about again. What happened, Yehoash wanted to redo the Beis HaMikdash. Ataliah and her men had broken certain things of the Beis HaMikdash, so Yehoash started a collection of Shkalim and of Nedavos to be able to redo the Bedek HaBayis, re-fix up everything. So he had the Kohanim collect and do it. But after a couple of years, he realized it wasn't happening. The Kohanim weren't collecting, and it wasn't getting done. And he says, what's going on? Are you taking any money? What's happening here? Here, they set up so he didn't want them to be chashud. He didn't want them to take anything. So they set up a separate box, and they collected all the money. And in that way, they were able to see how much they got, and without any kind of spillage and any kind of anybody taking any kind of overhead or taking the money anywhere else, it went straight to the Bedek HaBayis, and they used that to pay the carpenters and the builders and everyone else that was involved. And the Navi even tells us they didn't even have to give a reckoning for the people that took it out of the box, because it was the Kohen Gadol and it was the head artisan who were all trustworthy. The Perek though ends with, and that's the end of the Haftorah. We don't read the end of the Perek because it doesn't end on such a great note, that Hazael, the king of Aram, comes and he wages war on Yehoash. At this time, after Yehoyada dies, he is not as righteous as he was, and he, therefore, even though he originally had so much high hopes, but after his Rebbe died, we'll see what happens. He went back to his evil ways, and even though he collected all this money to help to build the Beis HaMikdash, he had to give it all away as a tribute to Hazael, so that he wouldn't come up and fight him. And after that, Hazael comes up again, or at least Aram comes up again, and eventually kills Yoash. We'll talk about why that is. There's a major story that's not mentioned in the Navi here. He's killed by some of his servants, and they bury him in Ir David, and his son Amatzia takes over. That is the story. There's a lot here that's not in the text that we are going to talk about now. So, let's start. Perek Yud Beis. Bein Sheva Shanim Yoash B'Malcho. He is 7 years old. As we mentioned, 7 years old, the first 6 years he was hiding. Why was he, why did they wait till seven? So we mentioned from Yonas and Ibishitz in the Avos Yonasan, well, maybe because the Mishnah tells us that every 7 years they checked to make sure everything was okay in the Kodesh Kodashim, in the Kodesh, they sent artisans in. So if they sent artisans in, he was hiding there, they would hear about it, and they would tell the queen, and it will be all over. Number one. But there's another element that Yonas and Ibishitz mentions, and that is, the Gemara tells us that peutos, the lowest age that we would allow a child to be involved in transactions, is 6-7. Peutos mechon mekach, memkar and memkar, and that's exactly maybe why this happened here. That's when his seichel starts getting clear, and he's able to rule, even though it sounds funny to us, a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old, but maybe at that time that was that was how it worked. So it was even at a younger age they became mature. So he was 7 years old when he started. Bishnas Sheva LeYehu, in the 7th year of Yehu of Malchei Yisrael. So Yehoash in Malchei Yehuda, he took over and he was king for 40 years, which makes us think of 40. That was David also. That was Shlomo also. So these three kings, David and Shlomo and Yehoash, were all king for 40 years. His mother's name was Tzivya from Be'er Sheva. Obviously mentioned, she must have been a righteous woman. Vayas Yehoash Hayasher Bnei Hashem Kol Yomav. He does good all his days. Asher Horo Yehoyada HaKohen. As long as he learned from Yehoyada HaKohen. So Chazal Medayik, he was only Yasher Bnei Hashem during the time that his Rebbe was alive, Yehoyada the Kohen Gadol. But after Yehoyada died, says Rashi, Mishemes Yehoyada, Azbo Kol Sarei Yehuda, Psukim are quoted. There are stories, part of the story that's quoted in Divrei Hayamim Beis Perachav Dalit is left out here. There it says that after Yehoyada died, the fellow, the advisors of Yoash went to him and said, you know what? You must be a god yourself. You must be a king. After all, nobody could go into the Kodesh Kadashim and stay alive for so long. And you stood there, you were there for 6 years. So it must be that you're a god. The Psukim say there, V'yacharei Mos Yeho Yada, Ba'u Sarei Yehuda V'yishtachvu LaMelech. They bowed down to him. Oz Shama HaMelech Aleihem. The Melech heard them. V'yazvu Es Beis Hashem. And they said, you're the king. That's what the Targum says. You're the god. And therefore, they started, Vayazbu es Beis Hashem, Elokei Avoseihem, Vayavdu es Hashirim, es Atzaveihem. They started being involved in Avodah Zarah. That was the Diyuk. And it's unbelievable. If you think about it, it says the Be'er Moshe, he had everything, and all of a sudden, with a little bit of, hey, take some credit, you're the God, all of a sudden, he was felled by this Yetzahara of power. Ra echa yetzer yochol valbel as ha'adam v'kamashtusuze b'makom lahagir as gulot Hashem. Instead of recognizing the godless of Hashem, that Hashem guarded him as the only nin, as the only surviving member of David HaMelech's family, and even in the Kodesh Kadashim, as we mentioned, is alluded to in L'David Hashem Ori, yes, tirei b'seser alo, instead he used that as, oh, I'm so great. Instead of using it as a way to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's what it is. So Yehoash was great and Yashar until his Rebbe died. Raka Bamos, Losaru. But again, as it says by about so many kings, he did not remove the Bamos. Losaru Oda Amizabchu Makatrim Abamos. Why is this? Why couldn't he remove the Bamos? So we touched on this already. Let's review one or two of the suggestions. Chassam Sofer in Arachayim Chelek Aleph, Simon Lamed Beis, suggests that you have to remember, maybe these bamos were built at a time of heter bamos. So they were built by heter. So if they were built by heter, says the Chassam Sofer, maybe they have a certain level of kedusha. And therefore you can't destroy them. If you destroy them, you're destroying them as Be'ach that has Kedusha. Aval al-Bamos Kasha. Al-Karga Chayinu Taima. Kimi Dino Haya Aser Linto Totsam. She Nivnu L'Shem Hashem. B'Shas Heter Bamos. V'kivin She'amdu al-Amdam. Lo Aser. Koach HaMalachim. L'Hashpis Ha'am. U'mi L'Hakri. V'ot Me'osam. Kashim B'chutz. He couldn't do it until Chizkiyahu HaMelech. He got rid of them because L'Migdar Milsa. But really, they had a certain level of Kedusha. And again, they weren't being Makriv L'Avodah Zarah, as the Mesudas David here says. Bamos Yachid L'Hashem. They were going L'Shamayim, and it was hard. This is what they used to do. It was laziness. They wouldn't want to come to the Beis HaMikdash. So they kept them there, and the king did not have the power to undo them. Maybe some people felt that since the Beis HaMikdash is a little broken now, as it was in the days of Ataliah, so that's why it didn't have full Kedusha. The Mishmar Zozav here quotes a sefer called the Rachamei Ha'av. Read it to you. The Rachmei Ha'av, that he hotzi mi pasuk zeh tochacha al anashim shemispalim b'makomos tefilas ketanim shtiblach. People who start little shuls, where there's a big shul in town, Kedisha Tatfila, Tiabrova Hadras Melech. It's a Bamas Yachid. You know, it was built with Kedusha, but it was a Bamas Yachid as compared to the Bamas Rabim. Interesting, says the Mijo Zah. That's a major halachic discussion about opening up a new shul in a neighborhood where there already are shuls. We're not going to get into that right now. But this is what happened. So, by Yomer Yoash HaKohanim, Yoash had a plan. You have to build up the Beis HaMikdash again. You have to fix it up. Kol Kesef HaKadashim Asher Yuva Beis Hashem, Kesef Over, Ish, Kesef Nafshas Erko, all the Kesef will be used. The Mefarshim debates how many collections are alluded to in this pasuk. Rashi says two. The regular Machzis HaShekel is being alluded to, and the extra that people are no-dave, collect those. The Radak says maybe there's a third. The Malbim says there are two general goals that Yehoash had alluded to in these psukim. Number one, Yehoash ratzel lachadish es beis Hashem lahamido biyafyo ubemaskaduso kamoshaya beis chidusho. He wanted to bring back the glory and the tiferes of the Beis HaMikdash. Ulazeh lohaya maspik. That wouldn't be enough. Just the normal maxes a shekel, and that was given. And the kesef over. Shazaya master rak the betek abayis. Lo lechidusho. Right, the basic maxes a shekel was good for karbanos and betek abayis. But we needed more, and that's why he started a new collection. He sent the kohanim around to collect, because they wanted to lift up the Beis HaMikdash to what it used to be. That's what he wanted to do. Wonderful kavanis that he had here. Yichu lohem ha-kohanim, ish meis makaro. Every kohen will take from anybody that he knows. Vehem yechazku es bedek habayis. L'chol ha-she'imatzei shom badek. Anything that needs fixing. What needed fixing? The Beis HaMikdash was the Beis HaMikdash. The Mefarshim explained that Atalia, based on Psukim in Divrei HaYamim also, Atalia destroyed and made pirtzos in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? What was she interested in damaging the Beis HaMikdash? Right, she was Malchi Yisrael, she was up north. Right, what was she interested in doing? So the answer is she wanted to destroy Malchus Beis David. Not only the children, as we learned in the previous parak, but also the Beis HaMikdash, which is intrinsically connected to Malchus Beis David. Many connections. Mizbar Shir Chanukas HaBayis L'David. It's David HaMelech's Bayis. If you look in the Brisker Rav, the Griz, Ala Torah, in the back on Tehillim, he talks about many examples in Chazal of the connection between Yerushalayim and Malchus Beis David. The Psukim in Malachim Aleph Paraches, when Shlomo HaMelech is being Machanech, the Beis HaMikdash, Lo Vacharti Be'ir Mikol Shifte Yisrael Livnos Bayis, Vo Evchar BeDavid, Lios Kalami Yisrael, Bechiras David is connected to Bechiras Yerushalayim. You can't have one without the other. Yerushalayim HaBenuya, says David, Kir Shechubra La Yachtov, Kishama Yashu Kisos LeMishpa Kisos LeVeis David. They're connected. In Shmona Esrei, right, we have Bonei Yerushalayim, in that, Vechise David Meh, they're all connected. The Gemara Baba Kama Tzadi Zayin, that the coin of Yerushalayim is Davru Shlomo Mitzad Echad, Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh Mitzad Acher. There are so many connections between the two, and that's what Atalia wanted to eliminate. If I'm eliminating Malchus Beis David, I also want to break down the Beis HaMikdash. That's why they were Pirtzos, and that's why Yoash wanted to fix it. And interesting, the halacha that's learned that from our pasuk, the pasuk says here that every coin should take from who their friend is, who they recognize. Ish me'es makaro. If you look in Rashi and Git and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, this pasuk is the source for the concept of makire kahuna. The Mishnah there discusses if a man lends money to a coin or a levy, and the coin or levy says, you know what, I don't have enough money to pay you back, but the truma or the meiser that you're going to be mafrish, so you keep that as your payment. And the Gemara asks, how is that possible? The coin and the levy don't have the truma yet. How could they pay back with that truma that's not even theirs yet? The Gemara says in one of three answers, makari kahuna. It's people, it's koinim and levim who these Yisraelim always give their truma and ma'aser to. So it's ki'ilu. The second it is hufrash, it is considered theirs already, and then they give it back to the malvet. But the source of that concept is right here, ish me'es makaro. Good, so that was the plan. Even though he did this early in his kingdom, it was the 23rd year already. It was halfway through his malchus. They didn't do it. So why didn't they do it? So some say, well, maybe nobody wanted to give to the Kohanim because they knew once the Beis HaMikdash is built fully again, maybe they wouldn't be able to bring on their bamos again. Maybe that was part of it. Maybe the Kohanim didn't want to go out and push it for other reasons, but either way, it wasn't being done. So Yehoash says to Yehoyada, the Kohen Gadol, the one who saved his life, Vayomer Aleihem, Maduinchem Mechazgim Es Bedek Habayis, what's going on here? Maybe he was choshe them that they were taking, V'yatal Tichlu Kesem Vedek Harechem, no more will you take money, will the Kohanim take from their friends, Ki LeBedek Habayis it's new, they will give it directly to the Bedek Habayis. So what do? The Kohanim say very, very well, very good. They weren't taking any money, so they're very happy in terms of setting up a buy. He takes a box, he makes a hole in it, like a pushka, and he puts it by the doorway, and he says, okay, whoever has money, put it directly in here. And then, every couple of days, when there was a lot, when it was full, they called over the Sofer HaMelech, the Kohen HaGadol, they opened it, they counted it, and they gave it directly to the Mufkadim Beis Hashem, the people who were involved in the artistry, in the craftsmanship. Harashe Ha'eitz, V'Labonim, V'Lagodrim, L'Chotzvei Eved, V'Liknos Eitzim, all the people who needed it, it was sent directly to them. Good, and the Pasuk even says in Pasuk Tezayin, V'lo Yechashvu Es Anashim, Asher Yitnu Es HaKesav Al Yadam, L'Asi Yislosi HaMalacha. They didn't even keep a record. Why? Ki Be'emuna Hemosim. Because they were acting be'emuna, and they were so trustworthy, they didn't even need a record of it. The Gemara Baba Basra learns out from this pasuk that if you're acting be'emuna, the Baalei Tzedaka don't have to give a reckoning, right? The Tosfos says there the Gemara says there, Baba Basra Daftes Amid Aleph. Ain machashvin b'tzdakim gaboi tzdaka v'lo behektish imagiz barin v'yal b'shein ray ladover zeich ladover shneamar ar pasuk v'lo yachashvu as anashim sheinu as hakesav yadav v'chulu. Tosfos points out, why isn't that a raya gemura? Why is it only a zecher? Because shiny hasam shayu tzadikim gemurim. they were mamish full tzaddikim, and that's why you can't compare to a regular gabbai tzedakah that you might not be able to do that. Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky also points out that it's interesting that Parshas Pekudei, Moshe gives an exact reckoning to the Mishkan items that were collected. So there's nobody more trustworthy than him. So explains Reb Yaakov, maybe Dafka Moshe did it because the Am did not appoint the to Moshe and the all the other people involved. Af shenismana deyakadosh baruch hu mikamakam kima shenismana aydei ha'am shalom nismana aydei ha'am lo ratza sheis or etzlam chshad keteva bnei adam. If I don't pick the person, then I'm going to be choshed that the person took. So even though Moshe was appointed by Hashem, doesn't matter. Moshe did it. Lohotzimi de safik. Right? As the Mishnah says in Shkalim, quotes the Pasuk, V'nim sachein v'seichel tov b'nei Elokim v'adam. But here, these Gabbai Tzedakah were appointed by the Am, and therefore, it was not needed. Okay? Everything's going well. But then, Pasuk Yudches. Uz. Then. What does Uz mean? Uz means Yehoyada has now died. Yehoyada has now died. Now Yoash is no longer acting for himself. Achar Mos, after Rashi quotes here, the Pesukim we read before, Achar Mos Yehoyada, Va'asa Yoash Es Atzmo Eloka, Eloha, right, he made himself a god, right, that is something terrible. But there's something else that happens that's not written in the Pesukim here. After he became made himself a god, and he started worshipping Avodah Zarah, so what happens? There was a Navi, the son of the Kohen Gadol, the son of Yehoyada, who saved him was Zechariah. There was a Navi Zechariah ben Yoyada. This should not be confused with Zechariah, who is the end of Treyasar, Chagai Zechariah Malachi. That's a Navi in Bais Sheni. But this is a Navi in Bais Rishon. The Navi Zechariah, the famous Navi Zechariah, the first Zechariah, right here. What happens to him? He goes, the Pasuk tells us in different Yom and Perachav Dalin, Vayishlach b'hem Nevi'im l'hashivam el Hashem, Vayayidu b'am v'lo ha'ezinu. Hashem says Nevi'im to try to bring Yoash and the people back. They don't listen. V'ruach Elokim l'avshas Zechariah ben Yehoyada Kohen, V'yamod me'al ha'am, V'yom alem k'omar Elokim l'amatem over mitzvot Hashem, V'lo satzlichu ki azavtem es Hashem, V'yazov eschem. You left him, he's going to leave you. And what happens? Unbelievable. Very famous moment, but it's unbelievable that it's not recorded in Sefer Melachim. Vayikshiru Allah, vayirgamuhu Evan, b'mitzvas ha-melech, b'chatzar beis Hashem. They stone and they murder Zechariah Hanavi in the Beis HaMikdash, b'mitzvas ha-melech, with the authority of the king. Yoash had Zechariah Hanavi murdered, right? And this is what we have a kina about, right? The Gemara tells us the story of what happens in Gittin Daf Nun Zayin. The story, if you remember, Nebuzradan comes into the Beis HaMikdash 252 years later, after he was murdered, and his blood is still boiling on the floor. This is the Zechariah. In this time, his blood is still boiling, and he asks, what's this? And they say, it's animal blood, and he compares it, and they realize, right, they can't get out of it, and they tell him the truth, and he slaughters hundreds of thousands of Rabbanim and children and everybody. Until finally, after he murders a million Jews, he says, Zechariah, how long are you going to bubble? You want me to destroy, kill all of them? And then it stops. And amazingly, the end of that, and we have a whole kina about that. Yom Achpi Echpadati. On Tisha B'Av, Alalaili, right? Yirmiyahu Navi writes about it. Kohen v'Navi, the Kohen and the Navi was killed in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Yerushalmi writes, it was Shabbos Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't get worse than that, right? And that's why the blood continues. Nebuzradan himself, that Gemara says, he was so in shock that that's what happened, even for one life, that he ends up throwing it all away and doing tshuva. Which is also possibly why we talk about that on Tisha B'Av, to show the power of tshuva even at the last moment. Rav Soloveitchik writes also in his commentary on Kinos, we don't only focus on the one moment in time tragedy of the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. The base, it starts here. 250 years earlier, already there are the roots of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. This is one of the reasons, right, that they killed Zechariah. They killed Zechariah HaNavi right here. So that's all included in this word Uz in Pasuk Yudches. Uz, you have to read Divrei Hayamim along with Malachim. Uz Yalach Hazal Melech Aram. Once that happened, that he made himself into a god and he killed Zechariah HaNavi. He had him killed. Chazal, the king of Aram, comes and fights and takes over Gat, right, which was in Jewish control up until now, and now is not. Vayasim chazal panav alosa Yerushalayim, and he puts his face towards Yerushalayim. Right now, he's ready to fight. Right up until now, Aram only fought the northern kingdom, Malchi Yisrael. So now he's coming to fight the southern kingdom, also Yehuda. Yehoash is scared. So what does he do? He takes all of the collections. All the Kachemesh, Yerakdishu, Yehoshaphat, Yehoram, Achazio, all the treasuries of the base of Migdash, he empties it out, Vayishlach, Lachazal, Melech Aram, and he sends it all by Almeyahu Yerushalayim. What's the message, says the Malbim? The message is, just because you did great things and you built up the base of Migdash, doesn't allow you to then, you know, do a terrible Aveira. Ein HaMitzvah Mechabe Aveira. That is the Lashon of the Malbim, right here. That you can't have, an Aveira is Machabe, the Mitzvah, right? It's not gonna get any credit. Acharei Mos Yehoyada, Shemalach Azav Taras Hashem, V'chulu, and Shahagam Shailo Schus B'mashi Ishtado Laharbos Kachim Mehabayis, Aveira Machabe Mitzvah. V'chutzroch L'vazbeis, Kolot Rosa Hektish, in order to save his life, just temporarily. But then what happens? The Yeser Divra Yoash Vachol Asher Asalim Ksuvim Al Sefer Divra Hayamim. It's written, Vayakumu Avadav, his own servants came, rebelled, and killed him as a punishment for having Zechariah killed. Rashi quotes here that it's the same idea that if you look in Divra Hayamim, these Avadim, whose names here are given as Yozachar ben Shimas and Yehozavad ben Shomer in Divrei Hayamim, it says that they were from Ammon and Moab. And Rashi quotes, what's the message? Ammon and Moab were Kfuyei Tova. They were the ones that did not have Hakaras HaTov for Avram Avinu. And they come and pay back the one who is also a Kfuyei Tova, Yoash, who killed Zechariah. Zechariah was the son of the one who saved his life. And he killed him, right? So that is a Kfuyei Tova. It's already mentioned in the Balaturim. The last Balaturim in Parshas Vayeshev. The Balaturim says, the Pasuk there says, Velo Zachar Sar HaMashkim. Sar HaMashkim did not remember, so he quotes three times. Velo Zachar Yoash HaMelech HaChesed. From Divrei Hayamim. But it's describing our story. Yoash didn't remember the chesed that Yehoyada did to him. V'lo zachar hadom raglav. That's a pasuk in Eicha. Right, the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem did not remember the Beis HaMikdash. But just like the Tzar HaMashkim, should have had a karas hatov to Yosef. He didn't. So too, Yoash should have had a karas hatov to Yehoyada and should have protected Zechariah. He didn't. And that led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Of the Beis HaMikdash. And this is also, by the way, why the Musar Nevi'im says, why, out of all the tragedies and all the people killed, why was his blood boiling more than any others? Right, many bloods were boiling. The answer is because this is about Kfuyei Tova. And that's part of the definition of being a Jew. We are Yehudim, we're Modeh, and Dafka, that is going against our Mahus, and that's why the blood kept boiling until Nebuzaradan killed so many Jews. There is a mystery question. Why isn't this reported in Sefer Malachim? Okay, in Divrei Hayamim, where you talk about all of history, but why didn't Yirmiyo Hanavi, wrote Malachim? So why didn't he record the murder of Zechariah? What a major event! So, could be the suggestion is, that so one of the Mefarshim explained, that it was obvious at that time. Right, the blood was burning for 200 years. When Yirmiyo wrote this, it was not needed to be noted. That's one answer given. I think the question is a strong one. The Malbim. The Malbim says, Shelo huskar, kiva to be meyir miyoha, yedua mefursim adover, ki adam shel Zecharia adainu toseis umala ketzev ba'azara. It was so, maybe it was so shocking in his day that it was still happening that he didn't feel the need to write it, but it's still an unusual type of event, and that's why the punishment was commensurate that he was killed, even though he did some good things in his life as well. And his son Amatzia takes over, the Abarbanel points out, which shows that it wasn't a rebellion to overthrow the kingdom, because why should his son, if they wanted to fight him, they should get a new person? No, it was just personal from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Amatzia, his son, is going to take over. Okay, Perek Yud Gimel coming up next time.